Blog Talk Radio.
Just went live. Hold on. You're about to hit the music.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear you, Chris.
All right.
Okay, I don't know if we can be heard. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, do you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm trying. What the fuck? Why is it going through the phone?
Oh, hell no.
There we go. Apparently Skype decided to cut off Blog Talk. Ha ha ha. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Betty Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Evan Ronnie, and with me today...
Hold on. What the...
Live radio, everybody. Long Trips gets himself in order. This is a betting podcast where we dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck is the wide world of sports and sports betting. On today's episode, it is the madness of March, and as of this recording, Wagner looks like they will be the first ones punching their official tickets into the field of 64. But that's if they can hold for the next 2 minutes and beat Howard. I think they get stomped out by fucking, what's it called? I think they would get taken care of by, Oh God, who would they face? I think.
Come on.
I think they would face Purdue. Oh great, yeah, Purdue, another 16 upset possibly. Either that or they're playing North Kakalaki.
I'll call you back, right? I'll be right back.
All right.
What the?
But yes, like I said, sorry. Like I said, if you're new to the show, this is a sports news/betting podcast where we dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting. I'm your host, Evan Ronnie. He's Trips. Back, and just like in every other situation, we can't get his microphone working. But we are also live on Twitter, Twitch, at the Nerdcore Network, Kick, as well as YouTube. We will be having some more fun stuff. This is something new. Do this for 90 minutes to an hour. We'll go over this. We're still doing the Wednesday show, like always. We can figure this out. I added one new sound bite. Yep. Oh, make it a betting train. You hear that noise? That means there's bets are coming. And then some. What do we got going on right now? CAA tournament. What do we got for the NIT? Anything for the NIT yet? Because the Johnnies decided to be. Oh, what a shock. North Texas. You hear me? right. What do we got score-wise? Xavier is getting blown out by Georgia. Ohio State, Cornell are close. Okay. Providence, Boston College is a two-point game. And LSU is getting curb stomped by North Texas. Shocker. Oh, Richmond, Virginia. I'm sorry, but looking at this too, Vegas has Iowa a 6.5-point spread better than K-State. Yes, it's in Ames, or it's in Iowa City, but K-State was a played a lot more tougher opponents. Iowa was never really that good. You'd take K-State on that one, wouldn't you? I'll tell you one thing. UC Irvine being 24-point or 8-point dogs when they've gotten 24-point wins over Utah is freaking asinine. Give me the points all day. Okay. But, yeah. But, no, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, welcome to the show. What do we got right now? Wagner's up by 5 with 1.5 left. Oh, Jesus Christ. This one's going to be a nail biter. Wagner, I mean, granted, Wagner's not going to fucking beat. I don't think Wagner's going to come close to touching whoever they have to play next. But then again, teen versus a one. We've seen it twice before. Oh, God. I don't know what happened. So, all right. Quick news while we're waiting. Hold on, force. All right. The Jets have officially gotten a veteran wide receiver in Mike Williams for a one-year deal because apparently someone decided to send him pork roll, egg, and cheese on a hard roll. And he liked it so much, he decided to sign with the Jets. Good. Does this do anything to the Jets? Let's see. It's not something I want to get my hopes up for, but it really feels like the Jets actually have a legitimate shot. 25-1. That seems a bit high, doesn't it? Then again, look who they're in the division with. The same division as Buffalo, as Miami, even though I think Buffalo might take another step back. What are the Jets? Jets are plus 270? Oh, Jesus. Thank God I did not bet on Wagner. 1 minute with 3-point game with 1 minute left. I don't know what happened. So wait for Chris to log on. But, all right, what other news do we have in here? Baseball news while we're waiting. Apparently opening day is officially tomorrow. Even though technically opening day is not for another couple weeks, we are getting games will officially count as the Padres take on the LA Dodgers out in Seoul, Korea. Dodgers are minus 190 favorites. Padres are plus 160. Tyler Glasnow on the bump. And hello, Chris.
Yes, I can finally hear you. Holy God.
All right, introduce yourself.
Oh, it is I, Chips. It's been a while.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. How you been?
I'm okay. I mean, battling a lot of hearing problems.
Oh, obviously, that's why you took a break. That's why, and it's like I said, this is just me and you. Maybe Ryan will jump in once in a blue moon. We're going to do this. We're going to try to do this every Tuesday.
Yeah, not a lot of hearing problems. I was misdiagnosed. That was
Were you really?
Yeah, instead of tinnitus, I actually have misophonia and hyperacusis. I mean, still no cure, but.
Oh, I mean, it's at least a lingering thing compared to you're just going to lose your hearing, like, the next day.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose my hearing. I mean, it's weird because I got to really fuck up my hearing aids now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't have a mid right now. They're charging. I have a pair of headphones.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you can still hear me, we're good.
Yeah, I can hear you. And, I mean, I'm going to WWE World. I'm not going to actually WrestleMania because it's a little too much crowd for me, so.
Yeah, you were telling me you're going to see a girl.
Yes. Finally, after 5 years. Finally seeing Rhea Ripley. Listen, like, the only other time I ever came close, I was wearing my black mask on my windbreaker.
Yeah.
And this is back near the end of her Blonde Ambition tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is when she was a heel. This was the week before Backlash, actually.
Oh, God.
She was in a three-way with Liv and Becky. Of course, took the pin.
Well,
beat the hell out of her.
I remember that match.
Oh, the victory. Yeah.
So, all right. Ready to dive into some of this?
Yeah, let's dive in.
So I was talking about how tomorrow officially kicks off opening day. Well, we'll start with that. We'll end it with the tournament and the and some football.
Tomorrow's opening day, really?
So, yes and no. So the games will count, but the Dodgers are playing the Padres in South Korea.
Okay.
For a two-game set. And then they come back and they will start opening day on the 30th.
All right. So the Phillies are still starting on the 30th.
Yeah. Which your guy's in the news right now, Harper, with back spasms.
Yeah. Harper has. Yeah. He says he's going to be okay. So.
Yeah. But right now, looking at it, Dodgers are minus 190. Glasnow is going to be on the bump for them. And then yeah, I think it's Yu Darvish for the Padres again. And they're plus 160.
Well, who do the Padres have now? I mean, they lost so many people.
They still have Friedman. Not Friedman, sorry. Machado.
And
they have Machado. They have
Machado and
Tatis.
Oh my God,
Tatis.
Yeah, Tatis.
What is it? Machado, Tatis, Xander Bogart.
Oh yeah, Bogart.
And then like Ha-Seong Kim and Jake Connor Connor Worth.
Yeah, I know. I know the Dodgers are loaded, so yeah.
So, yeah, and you're going to still have, and you still have Shohei. Shohei's in the lineup. Mookie Betts is back. And, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, we're officially at opening day.
In South Korea.
Yeah, in South Korea, yeah. Not around the league, but it's kind of like back in the day when they did the, do you remember the Yankees going to Japan to play, like, Seattle and Tampa?
Yeah, I'm going to take the fight in Shohei's because South Korea, and they're going to love him. So.
Oh, I mean, I'm surprised what's-his-name is not opening day. The other pitcher they just picked up.
Oh my God.
Yamamoto?
Yeah. Yamamoto!
Yamamoto! Oh, yeah.
That was like, remember the Bobby thing? Like,
yes.
Is this Keith Yamamoto? Fuck! They know who I am! I'm a horrible ninja!
Yeah. Oh, God. But, yeah, no.
Oh, God. Sorry.
No, so I'm laughing because I'm just looking at this and being like, well, what's the line for strikeouts? Because unless Glasnow's fucking shoulder falls out because, you know.
Yeah. I was looking at, like, I mean, this isn't baseball, but I was looking at, like, guys who are ranking a possibility for title changes at Mania. Nope. The ultimate hell no was the world women's title. I'm like, there's no way Ripley's losing that thing.
I mean, if it's to anybody, it could be Becky. It shouldn't be, but would it shock me if it was? No.
I mean, I doubt it because, well, Triple H also knows what he has in Rhea. If anything, I have a feeling if she drops it, it's not going to be at Mania. It's going to be some shitty cash and money from Money in the Bank.
Well, here's what I'm worried about.
In the bank. It'll be like down the road.
Here's what I'm worried about. I understand where Judgment Day is, but are we going to be afraid that all of a sudden Judgment Day, Rhea's getting too big for Judgment Day? And we're going to have to find a way to split her away from Dom because they're not going to start cheering Dom or Dom gets out of Judgment Day.
Well, I think they're already having that happen because, like, Dom's coming out there more with Jaden McDonagh now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that you can do. I've heard stuff like, would you see possibly oh, crap, that's like Rhea would get whacked with like Dom would hit Rhea with a chair or something like that, and everyone's like, oh, no, you wouldn't see that. I'm like, but then that's instant heat for Dom.
I have a feeling Dom is going to play a part in Rhea losing a title,
yeah.
But it's going to be more like a Money in the Bank cash, and I have a feeling. Like, where basically, like, he says, oh, she's fine, ready to go. No way that she's not.
Okay, so we have actual betting lines for WrestleMania matches.
Yeah, it's not WrestleMania, though. I have a feeling Rhea's going to lose the title, like, probably around maybe Survivor Series, if anything.
Yeah, so here's what we got. So LA Knight is -1,000 against AJ Styles.
Yeah.
By the way, this is actually, like, if you go to Bet Online and you have a VPN, you can legitimately bet on these matches and win money.
I mean, if you want to bet online for wrestling, that's your thing. I would never bet on
it. I think it's the funniest shit in the world, the fact that they actually have betting lines that you can actually put money on. Listen. Would you rather bet on wrestling or esports?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Roman Reigns and The Rock are favored to beat Seth and Cody. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, I would rather bet on wrestling because, like, I know wrestling better than esports.
Things that are fucking...
Yeah, in esports, a dude get up a cold and just fuck up completely bad.
I'm gonna bet on the League of Legends tour. What the fuck? Why?
Yeah, hell no.
I'm gonna bet on the dude that's about 350 pounds that has carpal tunnel.
Yeah, you know.
Logan Paul's the favorite to regain the U.S. title. I can see that.
Yeah, because he'll retain it because it's Owens and Orton.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Bayley obviously is the favorite to beat Io Sky.
Yeah, Bayley's definitely.
Rhea is the favorite to beat Becky.
Yeah, Rhea is going to retain. The way they even the story's going, it's like Becky is overlooking Rhea all the time. I'm doing this, that, this, and oh yeah, I'm going to dethrone mommy at Mania. Like just like. She has this feeling, I guess, 2018, where she's going to walk in, win, and that's that.
Yeah. What is it? Jay is favorite to be Jimmy?
Yeah, no. Jimmy. Yeah, I'm going with Team Geek.
Yeah. Cody is favored to take the title off of Roman.
Of course. But I have a feeling Jimmy's bloodline rules, so I have a feeling Rock is going to screw Roman.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. Gunther is favored to beat Sammy.
I don't know about that one. That's a tough one because if they want to push Gunther towards world title, then you have to have him lose.
That's the problem. It's who's taking the undefeated streak off of Gunther because he has not lost yet.
Sammy Zayn would be a great choice because nobody sees it coming. And he's good.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. I honestly think it should be like, if you're going to do that, dude, imagine if like Braun Breaker came in and just beat Gunther.
Ooh, Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
I know who I said I wanted Gunther to lose against. Right now, we're going to lose. He's probably going to lose against Mr. Mob Guy, which sucks. Ilya.
Yeah.
Dragunov
has come out and said that he doesn't even want to do that match because of how bad they beat the shit out of each other.
Dude, if they said, hey, you, Gunther, Mania, he'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
Or you, Gunther, if they can get him out of this country, bash at Berlin.
Ooh, that'd be awesome. Oh, my God, yeah, because, well, first off, Dragunov is actually Polish, not Russian.
And Gunther's Austrian.
Yeah, so,
I mean, I wanted to do Gunther-Roman if you were going to keep the title on Roman, but that next best thing is Gunther-Ilya.
If Marcel Barthel, a.k.a. Ludwig Kaiser, is not on that show, I will be like, really? No way.
Intergender tag team. Give him and Tiffany. I can't stand Tiffany Stratton, but, hey, they're together. Fuck it. Put them in an intergender tag team.
I'll admit I've warmed up to Tiffany, especially on SmackDown. She's damn good.
I like her better than Liv.
Dude, Liv, I have this whole thing, like, where I was like, if Rhea's going to lose the title, at first I have a feeling it's going to be Chelsea Green via the most underhanded cash-in ever.
Biggest smosh.
Yeah, like, I have a feeling basically Piper and Devin beats the shit out of Rhea, jumps the shit out of her. Chelsea comes in. Says, I'm ready to cash in. But, of course, this happens more around Survivor Series. Like, they pre-set it up for a couple months. You get the reference there?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's better to priest it than, you know, Corbin. So, you know.
Oh, I mean, you're not wrong.
And then the last match they have on here is McIntyre's favorite to beat Seth.
Yeah, McIntyre. Oh, Drew's beating Seth. But I have Billy and Priest may cash in on Drew McIntyre.
I think, and then you can do that, and Seth can get his rightful time off.
Yeah. Priest cashes in. Rhea and Priest, I think, start forming a more face fraction of the Judgment Day, or they break off. Tweener, because, like, Rhea's going to be that, like, Austin type. No matter. You can't stop it.
Right. No, you're right.
I mean, Dom, as soon as she grabs a mic, they cheer.
Yeah. So you ready for this? You're going to laugh at this. There is a future bet for WWE. Will CM Punk be fired before the end of 2024?
No. Punk.
No. The no is favored.
The no is favored because Punk right now is being groomed to, when he's done, work with NXT.
Yeah. And there's only one match right now that's on the board for NXT, and that's Ilya and D'Angelo.
Yeah, HBK and Triple H, actually.
By the way.
Down behind the scenes.
Yeah. By the way, how about the fact that the joking gimmick of Tony D'Angelo, the freaking Goomba fucking thing, is still going strong?
The thing is, I'm sorry, Trick versus Mo is the main event for Stand Deliver.
Yeah.
It should not be Tony and Ilya. I'm sorry, it shouldn't.
I bet
they
you
had a job.
Here's
if
the
they
thing.
Do this, they had to have it months in advance, and they had to have Tony Angelo be that Rocky type. But he's not. Instead, you have Trick and Mello, and that should be the main event.
Why do I have a feeling that's going to be, and it's no disrespect to them, why do I have a feeling that's going to be the curtain jerker?
What? The Tony D'Angelo match? Yeah.
No. I think Trick and Mello might be to get the crowd going, because that would be the fire starter.
Trick and Mello should not be. Trick and Mello needs to go on last.
I understand that, but NXT has kind of run the old school style.
Yeah, I have a feeling Dijak match will probably go on first.
Freaking Dijak's a I miss Dijak on the fucking indies because that dude was fucking great.
Dude, I kept saying, dude, Gacy Dijak at Stand and Deliver in Philly, oh my God.
Well, first off, you also know, Gacy in Philly, need we say more?
Yeah, even Dijak, Ring of Honor.
Now, would the crowd chant Sloppy Joe?
I don't think so. No, they go Joe, Joe, Joe.
Okay, I would love to hear once a Sloppy Joe chant just for, like, the old time's sake, because you know it's going to be CZW fans in the attendance.
Yeah, Sloppy. I don't know Sloppy. I mean, Sloppy Joe be hilarious, but I doubt it, because he hasn't been Sloppy Joe in a long time.
By the way, kudos to the Trips. Anyone, Triple H, anyone that is not officially working, he gave carte blanche to go work on the indies.
Yeah. Dude, Baszler doing MMA again for
Baszler. Baszler versus Sharapovich.
Dude, Baszler versus Slamovich is going to be
Slamovich, yeah.
God damn. That is insanity.
And then the next match under, Nick Nemeth versus Speedball Mike Bailey.
Well, you already know that. All right. People that will be at Bloodsport, probably in the back that you're not going to see for WWE, probably are going to be Bailey,
yeah,
Miami, Ripley, like, anyone who has anything that likes MMA is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, too, it's going to be one of those where, oh, fuck, dude. Don't be surprised if Hunter's there scouting.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have a feeling it's going to be one of the few places you're going to see Rhea and Buddy together.
He ain't no Buddy guy. He Guy Murphy.
Dude.
He needs to get out of AEW.
Buddy is being fucked in AEW. Dude. He is so good. He is so good. They have him staring up at lights because Tony Khan doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
And Tony Khan, he has him looking at a white light while Tony Khan's looking down at a white line.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. It's funny because our AEW was back with Cody, even with Punk, and now it's like the Tony Khan show.
And also, I'm sorry, you look at... Look at Jungle Boy now, what he's doing in New Japan.
Ugh. The Jungle Boy thing is dumb.
Well, Jack Perry.
Yeah, Jack Perry now is in Japan because
yeah.
He can't work.
Well, he's never been officially fired from AEW.
Yeah, he won't be because Khan has committed a vendetta. He's mad at Perry because Perry's the reason he lost Punk. And
he was...
Punk, yeah. And Punk is mending bridges with Triple H. Like, they're on the same wavelength.
Punk was going to leave anyway.
Yeah.
Punk,
oh, God. Yeah.
Punk was looking for a way out.
Yeah, Punk's looking out. I have a feeling MJF's going to leave soon.
Yeah.
Especially Cody is, like, lobbying hard for him. And Cody's people seem to do well. I mean, I don't know about Jade Cargill yet, but, yeah.
Oh, we'll see when that turns around.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were going to push Jade and Bianca, but I guess not. So, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I've been hearing rumors that they want to do Jade and Nia.
Ooh. Jade and Nia. Mm.
Yeah, that would be, that's a money match right there.
Yeah, that was the IWC's whole thing. Like, oh my God, you see, we can't pick up Nia. I'm like, well, the thing is, like, every time Rhea's picked up Nia, she's got the shit kicked out of her for, like, what, 15-plus minutes?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jade picked her up fresh as a daisy. There's a difference. Also, there's a difference between picking up somebody in a pump handle where it's basically a damn deadlift versus getting someone on your shoulders, which is, like, you know, working.
Listen, the pop was getting Nia up for the fucking...
Yeah. I mean, thing is, because people don't know, but even everybody else tell you, it's like...
People are also stupid. We've discussed this ad nauseum.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk a little bracket?
Yeah, let's go, bracket.
All right. So we'll start at the east and work our way through, because God forbid the Johnnies and Seton Hall got fucked this year.
Yeah, well, also, no Villanova, no Temple.
Well, Temple, I think, would have had to win the A-10, or would have had to win the American to even have a shot, because they didn't have a good record.
Yeah, they're both in the not in tournament, so, you know.
Well, what is it? Pittsburgh, St. John's, and one other team, I forget what it was that was in that, said, fuck you to the NIT.
Yeah, the NITs are not in tournament.
Well, it's funny because everyone was freaking out about LSU being in the NIT because they played North Texas today. Yeah, North Texas just blew them out by 15.
Yeah, I remember when Kim said that. I was like, yeah, the NIT's like, oh, nobody cares about the NIT. I'm like, why? It's like, NIT, not in tournament.
All right, let me ask you this while we're on this discussion. Should they expand it, like take the NIT and merge it with the fucking Big Dance?
No. No, we already have enough.
Well, no. Well, hear me out. It's very simple how you can actually do that. Top 32 teams go to the first, go to the second round or the first round. Everybody from 9 to 16 has to play their way in. Has to do a play-in game.
So one through eight
would be already into the, let's just say it would be the second round. 9 through 16 have to play one, the first, have to play in the first round to move to the next one. That's the only way, that is honest to God, the only way that would actually work.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's the only way, but.
Only way that actually would be like, hey, this and this. It's like, because I'm sorry, the one thing I hate is these low conference teams, like a Wagner or a Grambling,
If you can't get in the top 80, you absolutely suck.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But, like, you get these teams like Wagner and Howard and Montana and Grambling that won their tournament. They won their tournament. They're in. What's their reward? Oh, you're the last team. You have to play your way in.
Yeah, or some teams, like, they win. What's the reward they get to play? Number 3!
Yeah, like, so, like, right now, Wagner's in. Wagner beat Howard by a point. They get North Carolina.
Yeah. Congratulations, you won your tournament. You get the Tar Heels. Have fun.
And then next is Virginia, Colorado State, and they get Texas.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean,
will they get Texas?
Top 80, but, I mean, again, if you can't make top 80, you suck.
Well, right, but, like, I think there are some teams that I cannot see, that I just, how'd you make it is what I want to know. Like, I look at a team like fucking Oregon. Yeah, you won the Pac-12. That's how you made it. But you also won the Pac-12 and you're an 11 seed. That's kind of fucked up. You won your tournament.
That's actually why I like Oregon to go a while.
But yet Michigan State and Mississippi State didn't have that great of a year, didn't get anywhere close. Mississippi State was the runner-up in their fucking, in the SEC tournament. Michigan State didn't do dick in the Big Ten tournament, and they're 8-9.
Yeah, but I have seen Sparty's in by name, Michigan.
I mean, they're in the Big Ten, so there's going to be a lot of wind. I'm sorry, Wazoo did what? I hate saying that because they're a 7 seed, but I did not hear shit about Wazoo. And then I'll go back to it. Why does the committee always disrespect the Ivy League?
I don't I think they were disrespect the Ivy League because the Ivy League is they disrespect everybody else really. They try to the elite of the elite. So the committee's like, yeah, fuck you. I don't know.
But then you had Princeton last year who made a Final Four run. Every year, thank you for always putting them at 12, 13, and Princeton at 15, because what does Ivy League, me and you have talked about this in the past, what does the Ivy League do well?
They shoot.
They shoot threes and play defense.
Yep, that's what Yale does.
And that's why Yale might beat Auburn.
I don't know about that. That's a haul there.
But it wouldn't shock me. Everyone's like, oh, I would be shocked if Yale. I wouldn't. And on the other end, if you tell me Vermont, the Catamarans, can beat Duke, I could buy that too. I could see Duke being vulnerable.
It depends on what Duke shows up.
Exactly. Well, if we get the Duke that showed up against VCU 4 years ago, Vermont's moving on.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know. I mean, the thing is also, this isn't the Duke of Shevsky anyway, because he's gone.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Coach K retired. I mean, it's going to be weird watching Alabama this year in football. No Saban on the sideline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, let's run through this. We'll run through the top four of the East real quick, and then we'll start working our way down. UConn takes on Stetson. I didn't even know there was a college named Stetson.
All right, the East is UConn's to lose. Straight up.
All right, so I'll just run it through right now. I'll just run through the games right now. We'll talk about it. So UConn's got Stetson. FAU is facing Northwestern, 8-9. San Diego State, UAB, is your 5-12. Auburn, Yale, is your 4-13. BYU, Duquesne, is your 6-11. Illinois, Morehead State, is your 3-14. Wazoo, Drake, is your 7-10. And Iowa State, San Diego State, is your 15-2.
I like... Let me see here.
2-15, sorry.
I like Northwestern to beat FAU.
I agree with that.
Who was it?
What? Which one?
There's Northwestern, FAU, and then
FAU. San Diego State, UAB.
San Diego State through D's really good.
Yep.
And then you got
Auburn, Yale.
See, I like Auburn because, I mean, us to see it just means more. Especially, did you see what they said where Auburn was the SEX champions? I'm like, Yeah, somebody typoed.
Yeah. You want to know what I have to say about Auburn?
Yeah. Come on now! Yeah, for some reason I like Drake.
Oh, Drake will upset Wazoo, I think. But I think BYU is going to be the team in that section of in that part of the bracket that's going to make the Elite Eight.
I mean, I could see BYU be that team. I could. But like I said, I think the East is UConn.
Oh, yeah, I think UConn's your Final Four. I think UConn is your Final Four in this.
Yeah. I watched UConn in like, their, I guess, the A-10 tournament it was.
The Big East.
Yeah, Big East. And they just ran through people. I was like, God damn.
I think you're going to see teams like Iowa State is going to be put on, is going to definitely get put on rollerblades with San Diego State.
Yeah, I see that.
So, all right, moving over to the South. We're both in agreement. UConn's making the Final Four for that.
Yeah, UConn's.
All right, so South is Houston is your one. Longwood is your 16. Your 8-9 is Nebraska versus Texas A&M. 5 is Wisconsin versus the Dukes of James Madison. 4-13 is Duke, Vermont. Texas Tech versus NC State is your 6-11. Your 3-14 is Kentucky, Oakland. 7-10 is Florida and the winner of Boise State, Colorado, I believe. Hold on, 22nd. Yes, Boise State, Colorado. And then Marquette versus the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky is your 2-15.
Okay, I'm looking here. I'm looking at my thingy here. Okay, got it.
Give me JMU. JMU is going to beat Wisconsin.
The thing is, the one team that I think that is going to, and they're number two. I can't believe they're number two, Marquette.
I agree with that. Everyone's like, oh, Marquette's this, Marquette's that. I watched Big East ball. I did not see anything in Marquette that made me go, yes, I want that.
I like Marquette. I mean, I got Houston getting to the Elite Eight, losing to Marquette. Marquette, that's the Final Four, but yeah, I got Houston win, then I got Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know that much about Texas A&M, so I'm just going to go chalk on that one, too.
Wisconsin.
Ah, dude, the Dukes. JMU.
Wisconsin, and then I got Duke. NC State wins, and then they draw Kentucky.
Yeah. Kentucky? I don't know, dude. Unless Kentucky needs a good defensive team, because I don't see Kentucky
winning, but they draw Marquette.
I think Marquette has the easier route to get to the Elite Eight.
I think Marquette's decent.
That's if they're healthy. Because right now, they might not be without one of their star players.
They're healthy, yeah, because it's a team that whooped Nova, so yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get to a team if they stay healthy, because they're not, in the next bracket.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can see Kentucky.
Well, why have Kentucky getting to getting whooped by Marquette, so, you know.
So
I got Kentucky beating NC State, and then Kentucky takes on Marquette and loses. So.
Okay, I could see that. My thing is on the top of the bracket, Nebraska, if Nebraska can get through Texas A&M, they could beat Houston, and then it really depends on, you could see a Duke-Marquette combo, and I don't like that for Marquette. I don't trust this bracket. I don't trust anybody.
Neither do I. That's why I have them losing.
I trust nobody.
Houston seems to always screw up, so I'm not a big...
I mean... I could see Kentucky getting to the Final Four, but that's nor here nor there. Like
I mean, I could easily see a Duke Marquette Elite Eight. I could easily see that. Thing is, like, I don't know enough about Duke, but I'm not as confident without Coach K. So who knows?
Right. Like, and I don't trust Wisconsin to beat. I think James Madison is going to be going to beat Wisconsin. And I think if Duke comes out flat, get ready because the Catamarans are going to fucking run Duke out the building.
Yeah, I mean, I went with Wisconsin because of, like, the history, what I know.
Right. I actually been watching a lot of JMU this year. Surprisingly, I actually watched a lot of them this year.
Yeah. Well, I got, you know, yeah, I mean, I know you watch a lot more than mid majors than I do. So yeah.
Yeah. That's more football. Listen, if I'm gonna watch anything in basketball, it's usually the Ivy League.
Yeah, I think my hearing issues really fucked up my sports watching because now I usually just have it on my laptop. It's going.
Yeah, it's all good. Trust me, that's why football is gonna be fun. All right, let's go to the Midwest. Your 116 is Purdue versus the winner of Montana State and Grambling. Don't worry, Purdue. You'll get out of this one.
Purdue.
Yeah, listen, you're not facing a team from New Jersey. You're good.
I have Purdue losing in the Sweet 16 to Kansas.
You might have to change that because I'll get to that in 2 seconds. 8-9 is Utah State TCU. Number 5-12 is Gonzaga versus McNeese. 4-13, Kansas versus Stanford. Kansas is going to be without their, I believe it's their starting guard the entire tournament. McCullough is out the entire tourney.
I think Kansas can win without they can beat Stanford without the starting guard. Gonzaga, McNeese, I don't know.
Yeah. Then South Carolina, Oregon is your 6-11. Creighton, Akron is your 3-14. Texas will take on the winner of Virginia and Colorado State, which is going on now. That's 2-0. And then your 2-15 is Tennessee versus another upset special team in St. Peter's, the Peacocks.
Yeah, I have Tennessee beating St. Peter's. So.
I agree with that, but I don't think you're going to have another Arizona moment with Princeton. You're not going to have another Jersey team all of a sudden just go, "Hi guys, we're back in the tournament."
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have it. I don't think we're going to have a lot of crazy upsets this year. I just don't see them.
So,
like,
what's weird about this year is that every team, as much as they say, "Oh, well, this team is this team is that," it's not. Every team is so evenly matched. It's just, how does the ball fall? Because there's so many teams that have, like, this team is good and then this team is flawed. Like,
yeah.
You look at a team like South Carolina, they have no defense. They have all defense. They have no offense. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't have South Carolina getting far at all, so.
But I'm using that example. Purdue, you have the best college basketball player in the nation in Zach Edey, and yet you can't – it's the Caitlin Clark effect. He's that good where everybody around him can't fucking do shit.
Yeah, in the Midwest, I have Purdue, Utah State. Guess that's McNeese State?
Yeah, it's McNeese.
Kansas, Oregon, Creighton, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Texas and Tennessee. Then I got Tennessee beating Texas. Oregon beats Creighton. Kansas beats McNeese. I'm not that sure on that one, but yeah. And Purdue beats Utah State.
So, all right, so my Sweet 16 is going to be Purdue, McNeese, Creighton, and
okay. I have no faith in desire.
No, neither do I. Creighton and Tennessee, that's my Elite Eight.
Coming out of the Midwest, I have Rocky Top, so yeah.
I have Creighton. coming out of the Midwest. Creighton.
Damn.
It's Biggie's ball.
True.
My thing is I have to go with the team until the coaches from Purdue and Tennessee and Bill Self and I forget the Purdue's coach can actually show me something. I cannot bet on them to get out of the Sweet 16. Year after year, Purdue and Tennessee are projected to win more and more. Well, Purdue hasn't made an Elite Eight in 4 years.
Yeah.
Tennessee hasn't made a Sweet 16 in six.
Wait, this like screws over on it. Every time Purdue is like expected to be anything, they lose.
Yeah. But I've watched time in and time out, Purdue goes in, and anyone that's – you have a – Zach Edey. First off, Zach Edey TV does not do this man justice. I've seen this boy. I've seen this boy when he was 18 years old standing right in front of me at 6'6", at 7'3". This dude is a tree. And I've seen 6'8 centers – or 7 foot centers, take him out. Edey unfortunately likes to hold the ball by his waist.
I mean,
well,
Rutgers pitches ass constantly.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Purdue. That's why if I had to pick, I like Tennessee more.
But my thing is, too, is Tennessee has not made a Sweet 16 in 6 years. That's
yeah.
where I'm worried. I think this year they'll get to the Sweet 16, but I think Creighton can beat them.
I mean, it's the Tennessee men, not the women, you know.
The women haven't been good in 20 years.
Well, Brad Summit was awesome.
Exactly.
I mean you're going to have a drop-off. I mean, come
on. Well, I mean, now it's Iowa needs to fucking win it for the women.
Remember when UConn would rule women's basketball? That's not happened anymore.
UConn's actually favored to win their bracket in the tournament.
GNOM is best out of us.
Yeah, dude, they're doing pretty good. They're like fifth in the nation. Or no, I think they're a three seed, so they're like 15th.
I mean, I would love to see Iowa do it. I have a feeling they're going to get boned, but yeah, anyway.
Well, the one bad thing is they're in the same bracket as LSU.
That's an issue.
Until they beat them, yes, it is.
Yep.
All right. And then in the West. Oh, sorry, say that again?
All right, let's go to, I guess, North.
The West. The West is the last one.
The Wild West.
Yep. North Carolina, Wagner is your 116. Mississippi State versus Michigan State is your 8-9. 5-12 is St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. 4-13 is Alabama versus Charleston. Hey, look, a Patino made it this year. 6-11 is Clemson. How the fuck did you get a 6 seed versus New Mexico? 3-14 is Baylor versus Colgate. 7-10 is Dayton versus Nevada, and 2-15 Arizona versus Long Beach State. Guess what? Arizona's going to roll over Long Beach State.
Yeah, finally, Arizona gets revenge.
Yeah, on a 15. It's not Princeton, though.
yeah, you heard of the Liv Morgan revenge story. It's the Arizona revenge story.
Yep, yep.
Just the Arizona revenge story a little bit more.
So, New Mexico State and Nevada are going to be the two first-round upsets, I think.
I have...
The Lobos of New Mexico, not State, sorry.
Well, I have New Mexico State winning.
It's not State. It's New Mexico. It's not the Aggies. It's the Lobos.
Yeah, I got... All right. Come out of the West. I have North Carolina.
Yep.
Sparty.
Yep.
St. Mary's, I guess.
I don't know much about Grand Canyon, so I'll take St. Mary's to come out of this.
I got Alabama.
Yeah, Bama's a good team.
Lobos.
Yeah.
Dayton, Arizona.
So you pretty much went chalk except for New Mexico. I'm pretty much good. You went Sparty. I mean, that's close enough to chalk. I'm pretty much in agreement with you, except for instead of Dayton, I'm taking Nevada.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, Dayton usually tends to win at least one game. So
Dayton is, yeah, but Nevada also, I've watched a lot more of Nevada. So Nevada's not a bad team. I think they'll keep it close and they might pull it out. I think, though, your team is going to be Arizona, and get ready for this, New Mexico.
Here we go.
On the bottom, and then it's going to be North Carolina and Alabama up top.
16 is North Carolina, St. Mary's, Baylor, Arizona.
See, the problem is Baylor plays no defense.
I got Arizona beating Baylor. I have North Carolina, and I have Carolina going to the Final Four.
Okay, that's fair. I think it's going to be, and I agree, I think North Carolina will make the Final Four also. I think you're going to get North Carolina, UConn is going to be UConn, and then you're going to get, Creighton and Houston. I think you're going to get a rematch of Houston-UConn, and I think UConn's going to repeat.
Yeah, literally have ones versus ones and twos versus twos in the Final Four. I have UConn versus North Carolina, and then I have Marquette versus Tennessee.
Okay.
UConn whooping up on Tennessee in the final.
So, all right. So I pulled up the women's bracket, and I'll give you the top four seeds in each region. Because God forbid. We're not that good at women's college basketball to know all these teams. In the region one, South Carolina's your one, Notre Dame is your two, Oregon State is your three, and Indiana's your four. Indiana's a good team that can come out of that, but South Carolina's is the fucking destroyer of worlds in that fucking bracket.
Yeah.
In Region 2, your Iowa region, Iowa's 1, UCLA is 2, LSU is 3, and Kansas State is 4.
Yeesh. So it's going to set up for the Elite Eight being Iowa versus LSU.
Yeah, and your Sweet 16 is probably going to be LSU, UCLA. That's going to be a fucking game.
Yeah.
South
Carolina, like Notre Dame, it sucks in the same bracket, but it is what it is.
So, all right, then your Region 3, USC is your 1, Ohio State is your 2, UConn's your 3, and Virginia Tech is your 4. It looks like you're going to get a clear-cut shot that UConn is probably going to go against USC in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, UConn. I think UConn beats USC though.
I think UConn gets to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And then your fourth region, your one seed is Texas, two is Stanford, three is NC State, and four is Gonzaga. I will say this: there's one thing on here. The sixth seed in that division, in that bracket, is Tennessee.
I hear Stanford. I think they're going to win that bracket.
Yeah, I know nothing about Texas being the 4 seed, no. Being the 4th team in the nation, no. It's Stanford. It's Stanford all the way, unless they get tripped up by Tennessee. You're looking at possibly a Tennessee – or sorry, your 4 seed – I was wrong. I said your 4 seed was not NC State. Your 4 seed was Gonzaga.
Yeah, I got Schubert you.
You're going to look at – you're looking at Stanford, Tennessee, and the Elite Eight there, and you're probably looking at the Zags versus Texas. And, yeah, Stanford's going to take that. So you're looking at Stanford. Dude, South Carolina-Notre Dame might actually be a really good game. South Carolina-Indiana, though, is going to be great for the Sweet 16.
Everybody wants Iowa LSU. Everybody wants that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to be must-watch.
Yeah. All right. Free agency?
Yeah, we'll hit that. I want to say one thing, too. The Iowa game is going to be played on ABC.
Of course. And when they have Iowa LSU, oh, my God, it'll be all over.
Yeah.
On ABC.
Yep.
Easily.
So, all right.
And
so.
Awesome for women's basketball. That is awesome.
Listen, Caitlin Clark is going to be the reason why people actually pay attention to the WNBA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's what I said. I mean, Stanford, I said Sue Bird U. I mean, that's what I associate.
Yeah.
Like Tennessee, Jamaica Holtz call, as everybody knows. Like, you know, Connecticut, Lobo, Taurasi.
Taurasi, yeah.
Yeah. Lobo, Taurasi, that's what people remember. I mean, that's how you remember the names. I mean, and Caitlin Clark with Iowa. Hey, why not?
Yep. It's a good thing. It's knowing these players for the right reason. Unlike the Rutgers basketball team, women's basketball team, for I'm just calling them nappy-headed hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we forget about, no one forget, the Northeast, don't forget about that one. That was a fucking travesty.
I don't know about them at all.
No, but I remember Imus calling them that because of, I just remember Don Imus calling them nappy-headed hoes.
The nappy-headed hoes.
Yep. Oh, trust me, it was on live terrestrial radio. It was like the most racist thing that went over the airwaves. That's how I remember that, because that got Imus fired off of CBS, off of the Fan.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, the Jets officially made a splash today, signing Mike Williams to the Jets.
With Tyron Williams. Or Tyron Smith, sorry.
Smith, yeah.
But is your cornerback going to be back?
Well, the good news is we have a good, competent backup in Tyrod Taylor.
Dude, Tyrod Taylor may be QB1.
But I'm saying I'm not holding my breath. But
Even if you think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back, let's say he doesn't get hurt again.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying is at least we have a backup in there that can actually throw the fucking ball.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor's a hell of a backup.
So that's why I'm happy with what we got, but I'm not like okay.
Oh. Well, I'm ecstatic with our free agency.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dude, Saquon is officially free of that horrible turf.
Oh, well, no, he's going to play on it once every year, though. Or twice a year, because he's got to play it in preseason.
It's like every fucking game, and also, Saquon has probably one of the best lines in football now that I'm behind.
Now your question is, though, is what are you going to do about your center? You're probably going to draft one.
Our center's Cam Jurgens. Cam Jurgens actually was drafted to be Kelce's replacement.
Okay.
The reason we played guard is we had nobody at guard. Now we have a guard. And we're getting better guards, so that helps that. And if we have to pick up anybody in the draft, probably going to be a guard. Because now you have Landon Dickerson, guard. Lane Johnson, John Malata. I guess Hennessy's going to be your other guard. And then you have Cam Jurgens, who actually is a natural center.
Yeah. What else do we got?
That's a hell of a line for Saquon to run behind versus New York.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's not a terrible thing. My thing is, though, is the team that's been screaming to me is saying, holy shit, what have you done? It was Washington.
Washington has made very frugal advancements. I'll put it that
way. They've did one thing that proved that what they're doing this year is that they are going with a new quarterback. So it is perfectly clear that they will be drafting probably Jaden Daniels.
Oh, easily. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. That's simple.
I think personally they should draft Drake May. He's the better quarterback out of the three, in my opinion. But with the scheme that it looks like they're setting up, a.k.a. by signing who's the backup? It's a former quarterback of the Falcons.
Ritter.
No, it's not Ritter. It was a Falcon. He was a, why am I spacing on his damn name?
That's Desmond Ritter. He was a former quarterback.
No. I'm saying before that, before Ritter.
Oh, God. No idea.
It begins with an M.
Ish.
Or no.
Matt Ryan?
No. I'll find it.
Oh, God, no.
I keep wanting to say Palomalu. Mariota. Yeah, Mariota's the backup.
They signed
Mariota, so Jaden is the better fit for that scheme, because if he goes down, at least then you have somebody that can, it's not an adjustment in the offense.
Yeah. I have a feeling that Austin Fuente, I have a feeling we're not done. I have a feeling that eventually Justin Simmons is going to sign, because Fangio, I have a feeling that possibly Reddick is going to come back as well.
How do you feel about having Kenny Pickett as your backup?
I'm good with that. I mean, we needed a good backup. Kenny Pickett's a damn good. He's better than Tanner McKee, okay? He's a lot better than Tanner fucking McKee.
Hey, he's no Big Dick Nick.
I mean, the thing is, like, Kenny Pickett grew up an Eagles fan.
I know. He, I heard about all that.
I mean, is he going to run like Jalen Hurts? God, no. So if he's in there, chances are we're going to use Saquon. So, I mean, the thing I love about Saquon Barkley, besides ball carrying skills, the dude can pass protect his ass off. I mean, I'm watching film, like, there's so many times where Daniel Jones should have got killed and with Saquon always saving his ass. I'm thinking, like, with Jalen Hurts, oh, my God. Give me incredible. I mean, and then we got C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. We got our fucking guy back. That was, like, our... I don't want to say heart, but, like, that was our, you know, that was definitely part of the heart of the defense. When we got rid of CJ, you could tell that we were not the same squad.
Yeah, I think you're not going to see any more free agent signings until after the draft.
I don't know. I have a feeling Justin Simmons might get done by the end of this weekend. I don't know, though. Who knows?
And then Saturday you had the big news of a sixth-round pick going to the Bears for Justin Fields.
The Steelers. All right. The other team, I like the Eagles, free agency, of course. I like what the Jets have done a little bit. But I'm really looking at the Packers and the Steelers. I mean, the Ravens got Derrick Henry, but they lost Patrick Queen. That's going to hurt them bad. But Justin Fields learning from Russell Wilson. Whoa.
Yeah, and then if Russell Williams doesn't do good, if Wilson doesn't do good, you can throw him out there. And they kind of run the same shit like Mitch Trubisky used to do. And they'll let him, no pun intended, they'll let him cook.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Justin Fields has an arm and is accurate. I mean, the Bears didn't have anybody. Now the Bears have people. And if Caleb Williams is going to play there, it's fine.
I think Caleb Williams is going to be a
does not want to be a Bear.
But I also think Caleb Williams coming into this league is going to be a bust.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling Caleb Williams doesn't want to be there. So I have a feeling that Jaden Daniels may go to Chicago.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think, honest to God, if you're going to put anybody in that spot, you have the pick of everybody. I think Drake May is going to be the guy that comes out of this quarterback club smelling like fucking roses.
I like Jim Williams because he comes from a good system. He comes from LSU. North Carolina quarterbacks,
But the one thing I'll say is, and this is the hard part, if this was 2 years ago, we would be saying stuff about Bo Nix and Michael Penix probably being the best out of this. But because of the COVID season and they stuck around for 7 years.
Thing is, I still like Michael Penix.
So do I, but I think age caught up to him too quick.
Oh, but I think Michael Penix still was a steal in this draft.
Yeah. Could you see him in Dallas?
And no.
They need
Dallas is, they may be losing Dak soon.
So that's what I mean. Could you see him in Dallas? Because they're...
Nah, because like they have the guy for San Francisco still.
Oh, yeah, the other bust that was the third round pick. Trey Lance.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling Trey Lance is going to get a trial by fire this year.
No, you're going to see a quarterback going – you're probably going to see a quarterback going 11, 12, 13, and possibly 14.
Well, I have a feeling that Trey Lance is going to get a trial by fire in Dallas because I have a feeling Dak may catch a case.
Yeah.
That sexual harassment thing, like, yikes.
Yeah, that's possibly true. I think you're going to see like guys like J.J. McCarthy going to – you're going to see Penix probably going to Minnesota. You're probably going to see J.J. McCarthy going to Denver. And then you'll probably see Bo Nix going to Vegas.
J.J. McCarthy goes to Denver. Oh, my God. They got their guy. But
yeah. –
I fear the Giants are going to make a massive play for Jason McCarthy.
The Giants, though, right now? So, looking at next year, do we know off the top of our head who would be in that quarterback class?
Mm. Not really. I mean, it's hard. Probably. Oh, boy.
Because that would be the thing. It's who's going to come out of that?
Because everybody came out already that's the quarterback this year. I mean, you got Cal Williams, Sam Howell, friggin' J.J. McCarthy came out, Panic came out. Like, everybody in the playoff came out already.
Yeah.
So now you got to wonder who Ohio State has.
Right, and I mean, I have been kind of keeping my ear to the ground to seeing who's coming out, or not coming out, but who's, like, going to be the next guy. And as of right now, so you're looking at
It probably could be Tagovailoa from Maryland. And
no, he's coming out this year. He's coming out this year.
Tagovailoa and DJU also came out?
No, I think DJU got one more year. He's back in college. He's Florida State's quarterback this year.
DJU and who else?
Quinn Ewers is back with Texas.
Yeah, the kid from Texas, probably.
Carson Beck is back with Georgia.
Yeah.
Jalen Milroe is back with the Tide.
Milroe is with the Tide, maybe. It's tough. I mean, you're going to have guys come out in college already.
You know who I like in there right now? Jackson Dart. From Ole Miss.
Okay. Nick came out, right?
Yeah.
There's another one gone. Like, a lot of good talent came out that is being shoved under by the Caleb Williams thing.
So you got Penn State's Drew Adler.
Say Drew Adler.
Missouri, Brady Cook.
I mean, Clubman come out next year. Who knows? If he does anything.
Princeton Stone from SMU. All right, was good. Okay. No, he's not good. Yeah, Klubnik.
Yeah, remember how you were all about his ass?
Klubnik, well, no, I said Klubnik was a better quarterback than DJU, and I'm right about that.
Well, you're right for Clemson thing, but for the Clemson system, yeah, but DJU was killing it.
Yeah, now he's in FSU.
Ah, I know who comes out next year. From Colorado, Shador Sanders.
Oh, Shador Sanders, yeah, he does come out next year, too.
Is Colorado going to be anything this year? I doubt.
Cam Rising comes back for one more season, too. He's on Utah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's a chunk of quarterbacks, but is there any that are the next?
Free agency, I have a feeling. Another team I liked was Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh.
Green Bay added the pieces they needed. And basically, New York got a Green Bay-Detroit war for the North.
By the way, we forgot who's coming out this year or next year. Sam Hartman, too.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah, that's Sam Hartman. Sorry, I meant Sam Howell. Sam Hartman.
Yeah, Hartman. Hartman's shit. He's not in the draft. He's actually with another team this year.
Wait, Hartman?
Yeah.
Draft this year? He left Notre Dame. Like there was a whole report like Sam Hartman is in the draft. He was at the combine.
Was he at the combine? Because I thought he said he was going to. No, you know what? They wouldn't allow him to.
Who knows? Well, if he's back, he's back. I doubt it. But, yeah, man, they need Dijak.
He's in the draft. Hartman's in the draft.
Yeah.
But, I agree with you with Green Bay, though. Green Bay looks good.
Oh, Green Bay looks awesome. Like, Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs, again, behind the Green Bay line where he was in the Raider land when the Raiders didn't have anybody. Dangerous running backs that people said underachieved because of their offensive lines, and you're giving them the best offensive lines in the NFL. Now they're going to kill it next year. Like, Saquon is already solidating. I know that.
Right. Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
The funniest thing is Kelsey was even thinking about it. Kelsey was like, ah, the Sabres are. No, it was like, ah, Josh Kelsey's like, come back. No, I'm the Sabres are. Like, all right, fine. Kelsey's had enough.
Kelsey's still coming back. Your center is not coming back. He's going to take his truck, go to Dunkin' Donuts once or twice, and just chill. And stay with his kids and do his podcast.
Well, Jason will be doing the podcast. He'll be doing whatever. And then he'll be up in the skirt off going, ah! You know.
Dude. If Travis was still, they need to put Jason on the fucking Manning cast. Put him with the Manning brothers in the Manning cast.
All right, so what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
So tomorrow on the docket, pretty much we're going to really hammer in, thank you, Miss Lippy. We're going to hammer in more of the bracket with Christian and all them.
All right. Awesome.
Pretty much that's it. We'll do this again. You want to just do this every Tuesday, me and you?
Yeah, let's do Tuesdays.
Yep, and then I got Wednesday with the other guys. We don't have any fighting. Me and you can do our shit. We can deal with them on Wednesday. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll pop in once in a while on Wednesdays.
Yeah, just send me a text when you want to jump on.
Cool. Awesome.
Yep. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, follow us on all social media under the Nerd Report Network. Follow us individually on Twitter, at F and Ronnie.
At Chip Senek. Yep.
Thank you, Miss Lippy. Say that again, Chris, one more time.
At Chip NXC on the X, the Twitter.
Yes, and join us back here tomorrow again while we dive into good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting. That is our show. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear, y'all can go fuck yourself. Tell your enemies. But always remind them three things. One, Bobby Bonilla will be still getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani will be getting paid. And three, there is always a teachable moment. And hell, if you don't believe us, fuck it, then this is a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.